Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you every Saturday. On this show today, we're going to talk a lot about health and fitness. Later in the show, Sandra Hillemus is going to talk about fall food and maybe some healthy local fresh recipes. Lisa Jabs is joining me in studio, and we're going to talk about My Body Moves, her six-week health challenge coming up shortly and throughout the year. But first in the show, we're going to talk to a very interesting person. You may read him in the TC. I do every week. Dr. Gifford Jones has a new book out called 90 Plus, How I Got There. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be with you, Kathy.
Nice to be with you. I love your book. I've been reading some clips from it, and you have great advice, and you've done a lot of writing. This is your ninth book?
Number nine.
Wow.
And I think I'll see a psychiatrist for number 10. Nice enough.
Well, it's a great read, and you have some really interesting advice. And I know that sometimes you've thought that, you know, it's been controversial. Other doctors might have not agreed with you. But what you talk about here makes a lot of sense. And I was talking to Elisa, who's in the studio with me, about vitamin C and lysine, which is something you believe really strongly in. I know you've written several articles in the paper about that. Start out with that and how that came about.
Well, it came about, Patty, if I had not met Dr. Linus Pauling 25 years ago and had not been a medical journalist, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I would have been on cholesterol-lowering drugs for the last, since I had a heart attack in 1974, when I was 74. And it was just a very fortuitous meeting with him. I met him in Toronto, the one thing he told me at that time, which I had never forgotten, that animals make vitamin C and have been for eons and eons. But humans, because of a genetic mishap, lost that ability, centuries ago. And it was Linus Pauling's theory at that time that since vitamin C is vitally needed for the manufacture of collagen, and collagen is the glue that holds cells together, that if you are deficient in vitamin C, and he said we're all deficient in vitamin C, we may not be dying of scurvy, but we are dying of a subclinical scurvy because we're just not manufacturing it, and we're not eating enough. And so he said that if we are deficient in vitamin C, this means that the arterioles, the arteries, develop microscopic cracks. And this is where a blood clot may occur, and of course a fatal blood clot and death. So when I had my heart attack, and when you have a heart attack and you think of your own mortality, you know, I had a wife and four children at that time and grandchildren, no great desire to leave this planet. I had to make maybe the most difficult decision in my life. Am I going to go on cholesterol-lowering drugs? Or am I going to go and take Pauling's advice and take, 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and 5,000 of lysine? And incidentally, lysine is an amino acid, and lysine is needed just as you would add steel rods to concrete to make it stronger.
Okay.
The addition of lysine to vitamin C makes the arterial wall stronger. So you get a sort of a double whammy. You not only keep the arteries open and free of atherosclerosis, and atherosclerosis is hardening of the arteries. You not only keep the arteries free of that, but it makes the arterial wall stronger, so you're less likely to have a rupture of an artery in the brain causing a stroke. So the combination is very important.
And does your blood work and all the stuff that, you know, you've looked at in your own body since then show that you are sort of in remission, so to speak? This has gone from your body, any kind of sign of heart problems?
Well, I'm in my 92nd year now.
So it must have worked.
And cardiologists, not just one cardiologist, but several cardiologists told me, who I met not only in Canada but around the world, said I would be dead in a couple of years. Because I had a very severe heart attack, and they said, you're just a damn fool not to take high doses of cholesterol-lowering drugs. But you know, at that time, I was practiced surgery, and although I wasn't prescribing cholesterol-lowering drugs, I was seeing patients who had been put on them by their physician or by their cardiologist, And they were complaining of muscle pain. Some were having liver problems, kidney problems, emotional problems. And I decided I would, you know, take a bit of a risk and take these high doses of C-N-lysine. But I must admit, at that time, there was no concrete evidence. Linus Pauling was a brilliant biochemist and knew that collagen was that vitamin C was needed for collagen. He had no proof that he could reverse hardening of the arteries. And it was only about until 3 years ago that when I read in an obscure medical journal that a Dr. Sidney Bush in England, who was an ophthalmologist, or an optometrist rather, had done a fascinating experiment. He was placing patients on contact lens, fitting them for these contact lens. But as all eye doctors know, that the occasional person who has a contact lens develops infection under the lens, and it can be very serious. In fact, you can lose your eye from it. So that he wondered, he had done a lot of reading about Pauling, and he wondered, if I give, you know, high doses of vitamin C and lysine, I wonder if that will have any effect on the incidence of infections under the contact lens. So he did that, but he did something very, very important. He took a picture of the retina, which is the back part of the eye, and it's the only part of the body, actually, where you can see arteries and veins. So when the doctor looks in your eye, he's looking for cataracts and things of that kind, but he's also looking to see the back part of the eye. How healthy are your arteries? And so Dr. Sidney Bush took the picture prior to the vitamin C and lysine, and then a year later, he took another photo. And during that time, he found that the patients were not developing infections under the contact lens, but we read the momentous, monumental finding was, for the first time that we know in history, he showed that the atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, was fading away. Now, that is strictly a phenomenal finding, because we've always said, once you have hardening arteries, you die with hardening arteries.
Well, this
and
is
here
hopeful.
For the first time, he was showing that is just was not true. So that really, although I made a gamble, mm-hmm. Many years ago, when I was 74, here I am now at 92, and that research really validates my decision to go with Dr. Linus Pauling and not with the pharmaceutical companies.
Absolutely. You know, I remember my dad, I think it was Lipitor, I guess that was cholesterol lowering. He thought it was great because Larry King took it. I mean, there was a lot of hype around cholesterol in those days. And, you know, like you say in your book, for every medication you take, there's always a pitfall. There's something that it might hurt your kidneys or something else. So vitamin C is water. Like, you can't overdose on that, can you?
Not at all. You can take. Matter of fact, if I had a bad infection, say a meningitis, I would immediately call a doctor friend of mine in Toronto and say, quickly come and give me 250,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously.
Wow.
In fact, it's been shown that, and this is something that most people and doctors do not realize, that 50 years ago, a family doctor in North Carolina cured patients with polio by intravenous vitamin C. And since that time, it's been shown that you can cure meningitis, encephalitis, measles. In other words, there hasn't been a single viral disease that we know of at the moment that could not be cured by intravenous vitamin C. And it's collecting dust, unfortunately.
Wow. Well, I think we've let a lot of people know about it today. And there's also great advice in here about so many things. We're going to take a short break, but we do have two books to give away. The third and fifth caller to 250-386-1161 will receive 90-plus How I Got There. Look forward to the next segment with Dr. Gifford Jones. Back in two.
Rain. Sun. Snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
At Simon G. Jewelry, we believe that a truly great piece of jewelry is the one that gets worn the most, and one you and your loved ones will treasure for generations. For more than 30 years, that idea drives every piece we design. From working with metals whose colors will never change to the cut of every stone we set, no detail is too small. Come celebrate the best of life at
Palmera Jewelers at the corner of Ford and Broad and PalmeraJewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Robin Muir. Arranging for the transfer of your family's assets to your beneficiaries requires careful planning. You want to ensure that your wishes are carried out as you intended, while minimizing taxes, expenses, and any potential family conflict in the process.
Call Hatch & Muir, certified financial planners. They specialize in helping families manage wealth transfer. Visit them online at HatchMuir.com. That's HatchMuir.com.
Hatch & Muir, we can help you.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. You wouldn't come to our store to buy tires or kitchenware, so why would you go to a big box or department store to buy a vacuum?
Parts and repairs?
Nope, department stores don't do repairs. We can repair your vacuum or sell you a new one. We have the widest selection of brands and parts. Dyson, Miele, Sebo, Ricard, and built-ins like Nilfisk and Kennebec.
Really?
Yep, our staff are the experts, and we service what we sell, just like we have been for 38 years. All Victoria Vacuums at Hillside and Cedar Hill.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. I have Alyssa Jabs in the studio with me.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Great. Thank
you. And you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I am. I love it.
Because you were saying you like vitamin C and lysine, but
yes,
you were wondering
also
about, well, first of all, let's congratulate Pat and Angela for winning the books. You want to ask Dr. Gifford Jones about
what type of vitamin C and lysine do you recommend? Is there one that absorbs better in the body?
Well, I you know, for years I was swallowing 20 tablets of vitamin C and 10 of lysine, 30 tablets a day. Didn't like it.
No.
And that's when I contacted Preferred Nutrition and asked them if they could make a powder of it. And that's how Medi-C became available. And Medi-C comes in now the powder form and the tablet form. And when I'm traveling, I use the tablets. When I'm at home, I use the powder. And I take, if you are, say, a diabetic or have a heart, a family history of heart disease, or have had a heart attack, you need about 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and 3,900 of lysine. If you haven't had one, then a lower dose will do. And the Medi-C comes with a little scoop that tells you how much you should have.
And what about vitamin D and magnesium? I know you think a lot of those, too, as well.
I take vitamin D, particularly, in the winter. In the summer, you don't need it. Mm-hmm. But in the winter, between the, you know, the, when the in the winter and right up until about March every year, the sun is coming through at a big, quite an angle. And you could literally stand outside naked in the noonday sun, and you wouldn't get any vitamin D.
Get a couple of looks,
that,
but...
you might get, you'd also get...
arrested.
Arrested.
And what about...
You were asking about another one.
Yeah, magnesium, because I see a lot of things about these natural calms and all this stuff. Magnesium, is that something that... gives you
magnesium,
a calming effect,
is, magnesium isn't a very important mineral. In fact, you know, patients always used to ask me, am I getting enough calcium or am I getting too much? They never ask about magnesium. Yet magnesium controls about 300 metabolic processes in the body. And most studies show that in North America, the majority of people are lacking in magnesium. Magnesium is a great dilator. In other words, if you're complaining of the pain of angina, by taking magnesium, it would dilate the arteries and often cure the anginal pain. And so it's a very, very important mineral.
So what do you take every day? What is your regimen?
Well, I take a lot of vitamin C and lysine, as you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I take vitamin D in the winter. I take vitamin E, and I take a no calcium anymore because I get enough calcium in my diet. Mm-hmm. And I take coenzyme Q10. And then that's a good point because most people who are on cholesterol-lowering drugs are not told that the same enzyme that decreases the amount of cholesterol in your blood also decreases the amount of coenzyme Q10 produced by the liver. And coenzyme Q10 is the energy that keeps the body moving, keeps the heart beating. And the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs can decrease the amount of coenzyme Q10 in your body by as much as 40%. And there are some physicians and researchers who believe that depleting the body of coenzyme Q10 with cholesterol-lowering drugs day after day, year after year, these people are more than likely going to have a higher incidence of heart failure later on in life. So I take coenzyme Q10, and that's about it. And I take a baby aspirin, too.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So we know, if we want to follow you, those are what we should be taking. Also in your book, you talk about obesity and type 2 diabetes, an epidemic we have coming here, and that you weigh every day because you think that your weight being the same for all these years has really helped you.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. The deadly trio is obesity, type 2 diabetes, and coronary attack. And the other negative about taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, and this is a big negative that most doctors don't know about, and certainly most patients, that if you are on taking the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs over a period of time, you have an increased risk from 25% to 50% of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, that's disastrous because, as you know, you hear on the television every night that if you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, you lower your risk of a heart attack. Well, how can that be when you have millions of people taking cholesterol-lowering drugs and 25 to 50% are going to develop type 2 diabetes? And we know that 50% of people who have diabetes have a coronary attack and die. So what they really are doing are not decreasing the incidence of heart attacks. They're absolutely adding to it.
Wow.
If I were the Minister of Health, I would immediately ban the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs, Patty. I think they're very, very dangerous. Mm. Doesn't make me popular.
No, but that's what trailblazers do. What about prostate cancer? We hear so much about this that most people will get this eventually, most men, and, we treat it, we don't treat it. What is your approach on this?
Well, I've never had a PSA test done because even the inventor of the PSA test said that he wished he had never invented it because there are so many false positives. And sometimes the treatment is worse than the disease. In other words, one of the famous urologists that I interviewed in New York City once said that getting older is invariably fatal. We all know that. But cancer of the prostate only sometimes. And what he was really saying was that cancer of the prostate, in many cases, if you say you get it at 70 years of age or 65 or whatever it may be, even if you don't treat it, if it's a slow-growing cancer, you still have 15 years of life. Mm-hmm. So that if you're 70 years of age, do you want to have the risk of surgery and end up in diapers? I have had so many people.
You have to weigh these things out.
You certainly do. Yeah. And I have many patients who have written to me saying if they had known they were going to suffer from urinary incontinence, they would never have had the surgery done.
And that leads to the next topic, which is depression, because you write about that. And, there's so much depression these days. Have you suffered this in your lifetime? I mean, most people go through bouts of it.
No, not really. No, I'm not a depressed person. I'm too busy to get depressed, I think. That's not been a problem. My only problem really has been the heart attack. And years ago I had polio, which is not very good. But I've had a very good, interesting life, and particularly interesting now to be associated with the Medici and trying to get doctors really thinking about it. But they've got a closed mind on vitamin C and lysine, and really my plea to your listeners would be go to the health food store and get the people there who know a lot about natural remedy of vitamin C and lysine and talk to them about it.
Okay, and you're going to be here, actually, on September 26th at the Mary Winspear Theater.
Yes.
I don't think you have to register for that, so that'll be a great event, and if people want to know more about what you do, that'd be a great way to get to know you.
Would love to meet them.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to coming west again.
Oh, it's beautiful out here right now. And stress as well. Like, you have some remedies here and about walking and about daily weighing. These are all things that you've kind of found throughout your life and with your patients. What is the number one thing you think that's kept you going? Is it your good marriage? You talk about sex. What kind of stuff has kept you going?
I don't know. I've had a good marriage. That's been helpful. I have good children. And the Greek philosopher said that if you have a happy marriage, that's wonderful. If you don't have one, it makes you a philosopher. But my advice to readers would be to follow Pogo's advice. You remember the cartoon character,
yeah,
Pogo?
Yeah.
And Pogo said, we've identified the enemy, and the enemy is us. In other words, people are not following a good lifestyle. They're getting overweight, developing type 2 diabetes. They're not exercising enough. And anyone who's smoking these days should see a psychiatrist. You know, it's a lifestyle that's so important.
And laughter.
Laughter. No one ever died of laughter. No one ever died of laughter.
So you wake up in your 90 plus years now, and you're pretty much happy most days, and you have a mission, and you think that's important for people. We talk about retirement, and it's kind of a dirty word. We should always be engaged, shouldn't we?
Oh, yes. No, I think retirement is a terrible word. I have no intention of retiring. I'll retire when either my editors fire me or ill health makes me stop writing. But, no, I get up in the morning. I have always something to do. Happy to get to the computer and get another column going. And, you know, when I started this, I thought I'd be a journalist for maybe 1 year or 2 years. Here it is, 40 years later. I've never missed writing a column any week during that time. But I never complained to my wife because she just said, no one asked you to do it, and maybe you should see a psychiatrist.
Well, I know you believe in exercise, too. In our next segment, we're going to talk to you, Lisa Jabs, a lot about exercise. I know we've got about 10 seconds here. You walk every day?
I try to. You bet. You bet. Abraham Lincoln said we have the two best doctors in our body, our left leg and our right leg. Use them.
It's been great talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you on September 26th. The book is 90 Plus, How I Got There. He's in the TC every week. It's Dr. Gifford Jones. Pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Patty, for having me on your show.
You bet. When we come back after the news, Lisa Jabs is here.
I'm here with a few fans of Bluebird cabs. So why do you like Bluebird cabs?
I can get one on my schedule. No waiting around.
If I had a drink, there's no way I'm driving.
I like the privacy. I can read, make a phone call.
You can pile the whole family in. I like that.
I just like being driven around. It makes me feel cool.
You are cool.
Thanks, Mom.
And thank you for your answers. When you need a cab, think Bluebird cabs. They'll get you where you want to go. Fast, reliable, comfortable.
Co-op gasoline is what you need to fuel your fall adventure. Powerful, dependable, efficient. This gasoline has got what it takes to deliver you to any destination you choose, near or far. With more than 400 convenient gas bars across Western Canada, Co-op can fuel your adventure from Dryden, Ontario to Tofino, BC, and everywhere in between. Plus, all grades of Co-op gasolines are blended for high performance. So choose Co-op gasoline today and fuel your fall adventure. Co-op, you're at home here.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30 on Saturday, September 5th. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. Well, Victoria Police want to speak to all witnesses to an assault against a transit bus driver yesterday afternoon. The number 4 bus was heading into downtown on Douglas Street when a passenger wanted to get off at the stop on King's Road. But that stop was closed by transit a few weeks ago. And when the driver told the passenger that stop was closed, he attacked him while the bus was still moving. The driver got the bus pulled over and the attacker ran away. He was arrested a short time later in the same area. The driver was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Well, two men who may have entered Canada from India drowned in the St. Lawrence River near Cornwall, Ontario. Police suspect they died in a failed human smuggling attempt. The two were on a jet ski, which capsized in the river on Wednesday. A third passenger and the driver, a 36-year-old man from Quebec who is now facing several charges, survived. And the NDP has unveiled more steps in its five-point plan to help Syrian refugees. Foreign affairs critic Paul Dewar says after resettling 10,000 government-sponsored Syrian refugees by the end of this year, the New Democrats also plan to increase the number of government-sponsored refugees.
We have reached out to the government now because we don't need to wait until October to start this work. An NDP government will respond to the UN's request with a plan to resettle 9,000 government-sponsored refugees each year for the next 4 years.
The party is also vowing to cut red tape in the way of private refugee sponsorships and provide temporary resident permits for Syrians who want to come over here and stay temporarily with their families. CFAX weather is coming up next.
My name is Tara, and I work for Sydney All Care Residents. People always ask me, what makes Sydney All Care different? For starters, we're all about care. We offer private rooms. We have our own on-site gourmet chef. We have 24-hour staff, and we always have fun. So what makes us different? At Sydney All Care Residents, we're all about care.
Sydney All Care Residents, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
CFAX weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, a high of 19. There's a chance of showers tonight with a low of 11. A chance of showers again tomorrow and a high of 15. Rain to start the week, sunshine to end the week. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's a pretty beautiful day and 15 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman, your next news at 2. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
It's one of the most storied and historic trophies in all of sports. The Victoria Shamrocks host the 2015 Man Cup. CFAX 1070 has live game night updates. Join CFAX for the highlights of the classic battle between the Peterborough Lakers and your Victoria Shamrocks. Live game night updates are brought to you by
Camino Carpets and Flooring, Irwin Industries, and Windsor Plywood.
Go Shamrocks Go with CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We are continuing now on a healthful aspect and launching fall in that way. And Lisa Jabs in the studio, and she's, of course, starting her Women's 6-Week Health Challenge. The next one is September 12th, and you say we are stronger together.
That's so true. I just find that when we have come together as a group of women, which is it's only women, all levels, we are stronger together. I see people go so much farther. I'm just honored to see how the women encourage each other and push each other on a little bit more than they would if they went out to exercise on their own.
And looking at your site, your website, it's all kinds of people, you know, and we all start somewhere.
Yeah.
And it looks like really inclusive. And I know the kind of person you are, and you're very, you know, calm and non-judgmental. So you don't have to be like the fittest of the fit to start with you, right?
Thank you. Yes, that's so true. I get a lot of women like, oh, but I haven't been doing any exercise. And that's okay. It's all levels. Often people come to the health challenge and then they continue on their own. So it's a jump start for others. They take the 6 weeks over and over because I always switch it up, have different guest speakers. But really, it's all fitness level. So if you're walking, if you're jogging, wherever you're at, you're welcome.
And I think that's part of it. We get stuck. We hear about boot camps or this, you know, these sort of really things that we think, I could never do that.
Yeah.
If I have to run and they're all really good, I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
So if you're doing these kind of exercises, how do you teach it so that everybody's at their own level then?
So I really teach, listen to your own body. So what are you able to do today? And don't compare. So we usually do like a 5 exercise fit test, but don't let that scare you. It's just to let you see, where am I starting from? Where am I beginning today? So some of the women, they'll walk, some jog. It's whatever they want to start at.
And that's the same with the food, right? To know where you're at right now. And I know you post a lot of stuff on your Facebook page too about the meals you're making. So you kind of let people know. We're going to talk to Sandra Hellemis a bit later about a few ideas. But I know you try and sort of show your group what you actually eat.
Yeah, some healthy options. So you can connect with us on Facebook on My Body Moves, and I'll just post pictures of meals that I make. And I like to share easy, healthy recipes to put together.
Right, because you're busy too. You're a realtor and you're doing this, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, if you have the ingredients at home, it's not that hard and it's a lot cheaper.
Yes, it's so true. And the main thing is meal prep. So taking one day or just a couple hours on Sunday, prep a whole bunch of things so it's ready to grab when you're on the go during the week.
And also not to get hungry, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people, when you haven't been eating properly, think, oh, well, there's not enough food. But if you space it correctly, you can eat really well. What is your kind of guidelines around?
Well, I always have a water bottle with me, so it's always in my car. I'm always drinking water throughout the day, just little sips. In my glove box, you'll find raw unsalted almonds. Often you'll see apples in my car, and then I usually try and have some kind of bar. Like, and some bars have a lot of sugar in them, so you've got to watch that. But I think it's better to have something rather than not eating at all.
Yeah, and it's amazing to have some almonds or some celery sticks. You know, you can really get by those cravings, and the water helps a lot because that's something that's probably number one you teach people off
the
bat.
Yes, definitely. You don't get the headaches. You're feeling more energized. Yes, I love a cup of coffee, but I'll have a glass of water right after the coffee just to flush it through and stay hydrated.
Now, looking at your credentials here, too, you've done a lot of, fitness stuff to get where you are. Tell us about your background and how you got involved in this and the kind of accreditation you have to get where you're at.
Okay, so I always enjoyed fitness. I love going for hikes. I love getting groups of women together to be active and explore the outdoors. And so I took some courses. They're basic training, fitness theory, strength and weight, group fitness. And you can take them through Body Blueprint, which is here in Victoria. Tina, she's fabulous.
Wow. But it must take a lot to be a motivator and to put all this together, to try and put a routine together that's going to appeal to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And looking at your locations, where are some of those locations that you have on your page? Because I don't recognize them. They look pretty.
Right now, right near Cedar Hill Chip Trail. We go behind the rec center, around the trail. We move around to different locations, but usually we'll be at one location for a couple months at a time. There's so many beautiful trails to explore here.
And do you do this throughout the year then? You have different challenges throughout the year or just the one?
All year round. It's so mild here that we can exercise outside all year round. And I find women, some can get intimidated with going into the gym. So being outside, there's more freedom. You get that fresh oxygenated air.
And you say that you get together, first of all, for a coffee?
Yeah, so with the six-week health challenge, we meet Saturday mornings, 9 a.m., in a coffee shop. This challenge is at Hillside Coffee and Tea House across from the mall there. Mm-hmm. And we meet for 1 hour. We talk about self-care, nutrition. I have a naturopathic doctor coming as a guest speaker for one of the weeks. And we set our health goals. It's really interactive. I ask a lot of questions. As women know the truth, they know what will be good for them. So I don't really have to tell them what to do. It's more about, okay, let's take this time for you. And what health goal do you want to set for this week?
And I think these September, January kind of things are great as something you just put in your toolbox and do every year, because it gets you back on that track. And I know your daughter just graduated, but you still feel that fall thing where it's school starting, no matter how old you get. And it's a good time to kind of give yourself a little jump start, right?
That's so true. Yeah, get back into a healthy routine.
Yeah, and have other people there with you. Mm-hmm. And once you get used to it, it's not scary. It's great to have that encouragement. And it's not competitive, but yet you still do feel like you want to kind of keep up, right?
Yes, it's so,
so
true.
It's good.
Yeah, and with this challenge, I'm giving 10 free fitness classes as a bonus. So there will be actually 3 workouts per week. And I just find the women that are consistent and come to all classes, they get the best results. They get better results.
Absolutely. Yeah. We come back, talk more to Alyssa, and joining us after that will be Sandra Hellemis talking about some great recipes.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
The Victoria Conservatory of Music Open House is on Saturday, September 12th. Enjoy live performances, musical goodie bags, an instrument petting zoo, and more. Check out Hudson's Bay Day of Giving Thursday, September 17th at Mayfair Shopping Center. Tickets are only $5, with proceeds benefiting CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Support BC Children's Hospital by posing with your favorite superhero at the Superheroes Photo Shoot, Centennial Square, Sunday, September 13th.
CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Tina Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The Superheroes of Victoria are back on the 13th. You can get your picture taken with your favorite hero, face painting, glitter tattoos, and more at Centennial Square. Funds go towards the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. Then come to our office at 1420 Broad Street because CFAX Santa's Anonymous needs your help. Shop and drop school supplies off so kids can have what they need for the school year. Find the list of supplies at CFAXSantas.com. And if you're looking for a fun place for your furry friend, come to Dallas Point Road on September 13th. Join us for a fun-filled day with a barbecue, kids games, doggy games, paws parlor, and prizes. Admission is free for youth. Dog walk starts at 11:30. Community Connections is brought to you by Fairway Market. Check fairwaymarket.com, a fresh new online service from friends at Fairway Market.
I like free things.
Oh, yeah? I like good things.
Free, good. I bet we can have both.
You're dreaming.
Am I? I have the Fairway Market flyer right here. And look at this. U.S. whole large cantaloupe. Buy one, get one free.
And English muffins. A Fairway six-pack. Buy one, get one free.
Free and good.
Pretty nice combo.
The best combo.
Yeah. Taste the world. Flavorful foods from over 50 countries. Only at Fairway Market.
You probably knew that First Response Glass does auto glass, but did you know they also do an amazing job on residential and commercial glass as well? Like all kinds of window glass for your home or business, bathtub and shower enclosures, or glass for your patio or deck. So if you need gorgeous glass work done, call First Response Glass, because clearly they do it all. Get it? Clearly? In Saanich on Glanford and Jacqueline in Langford, hassle-free First Response Glass fixes it.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Lisa Jabs. We're talking about the health challenge coming up. Recognizing excuses and taking the first steps. And you say that lots of times women aren't taking care of themselves. They're making excuses why not to do stuff. When they start this, people around them start noticing they're feeling better, they're handling life better.
That's right. Yes, I find women are, I'm too busy with my business, or I have my kids I need to take care of. And what I've seen is when women take that time out for themselves, they're happier. They're happier at home. They're actually showing their children what it is to take good care of their health, and actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely. And, you know, you track food, you have a nutrition plan. If someone's at home and they can't do this now, give us some steps for people that really need a boost. They need to start somewhere. What are some simple steps that they can kind of go along with what you're doing at home?
Yeah, some simple steps are, well, I really believe in people connecting. So find an accountability partner, find a friend that you can even just start going for a walk with, and put it into your week, plan it into your week. That's the key, because people say, I don't have time to exercise. Well, go first thing in the morning then, before the phones start ringing, before all the emails come in, before you have to take the kids to school, you know. And yeah, you're going to have to sacrifice and get up probably a little bit earlier, but even if 20 to 30 minutes, you'll find a huge change if you do that consistently.
So write it in your calendar as something you do every day.
Yes.
And what about the tracking? Do you do these fitness apps, or for people just plain old write everything down and get a calorie book?
I give a journal with our Women's 6-Week Health Challenge, and I think there's a lot of power in writing things down. Some people like an app where they can track their food through there. I've tried different ones, and they do all the calorie counting, and I've never been a big calorie counter. I think I listen to my body about how much I need, and there's certain times of the month I need a bit more food than others.
And are you in your own dieting, or not dieting, your own program, do you have carbs? Are you more, zucchini noodles and this kind of stuff? Like, what is your kind of...
I need carbs. I find when I take the carbs out, I'm really lightheaded. So I think it's finding what works for your body. One of the naturopathic doctors I've been to, she teaches on eating for your blood type. So all of our bodies are made differently. I say try things out, you know, eat a bunch of veggies, see how you feel. Does it give you energy? How do you feel after? I stay away from breads because I feel they kind of weigh me down. My stomach gets bloated. So that doesn't work for me.
So you kind of get to know yourself a bit, because it really matters what you eat. You can exercise lots, but you really do need to be mindful.
Yes.
And I think being mindful, that's another thing you teach, isn't it?
Definitely. It's about being mindful and really knowing that you are worth taking care of and taking that time out for yourself to just get re-energized.
And what about outdoors? Like, do you have days when it's just so awful that you don't even want to go out? Or how do you
There
work
are
that?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, great, here we go. But I just put on my hat, put on my raincoat. I keep the ladies moving. We stay under the trees or a covered area. And then after, all of us are just like, wow, that felt so good. I'm so glad I made it out. And it's just like in life, there's those things that are challenging or hard, like, oh, I don't want to do it. But if we push ourselves and follow through and complete it, you feel so great after.
Do you find that when you're talking to your clients and you're having the coffee chats and stuff, that everybody has problems? And lots of times we have the same kind of problems. And
yes.
If we talk, we can really help each other.
Yeah. So with women, like, a lot of body image stuff comes up and we all just share and talk about it. And when we do, there's a sense of freedom and, you know, release by letting that go and sharing it. And like, oh, yeah, she struggles with the same thing I do.
But it starts young. I mean, you have a daughter, you know, oh, I feel fat. I mean, it starts really young with women. And if you say you look beautiful, oh, no, I don't. We don't know how to take a compliment either, right? We need to start really liking ourselves.
Yeah, I teach that too. And a lot of women will come up to me, oh, she's so strong and fit. Like, I go, tell her. We need to compliment each other. Like, tell her. And then when they go and tell her, and I said, now let's receive that. And for me, I'll put my hand on my heart sometime and be like, thank you, I received that. It's really important.
Not argue with people when they say something nice to you.
Yeah, or have to give a compliment right back.
Yeah, well, that's true. What about people that come in and maybe have struggled with weight and are not fit yet? What kind of stuff do you do, or can you tell people at home to kind of boost them to know, you know, to love themselves and not be so harsh and not stay isolated?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's such a good point, not staying isolated. So connecting with someone or a group, and it's always scary to begin, but just taking that first step. And I think, you know, if people have tried different diets and then they get discouraged because they'll gain the weight back. And that's why I teach more about a healthy lifestyle. So rather than restricting, go, what does my body need? What will make it fuel and energized and feel good?
Yeah, diet's a bad word. Mm-hmm. If people want to know more about your challenge, how do they get a hold of you?
So you can go to mybodymoves.com, our website, or Facebook. We have a lot of photos on there, and I put a focus of the week every week and pictures.
I know, I love it because it keeps you motivated. And, you know, I think that whether it's Elisa's course, there's Vicky Waters, there's the Sandwich Rec, there's lots of things in town to do.
Mm-hmm.
So start somewhere and get yourself out and get motivated, because then you'll be better for everybody, including yourself, right?
That's right.
And then we're both Remax agents, so congratulations, you got back in the game because you've been an agent before. And so the market's great, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Now, it's not, people think it's, you know, I have a great condo in Dublin for sale, one in Montreal. There's great prices for things. It's not all like everything's going, you know, right away.
That's
true. Maybe with a suite near you, Vic. But some great bargains, and always a great time to get in the real estate game.
And the interest rates are incredible, 2%.
Absolutely. So you know who to call. Us guys, Remax.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 2 minutes and talk to Sandra Hellemis about some great food.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You know Susan in my class?
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Some conversations only happen when you're camping. Make sure your RV is ready to go with an inspection from Tom's RV so you can concentrate on what's important. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Off Jacqueline in Langford.
This Saturday, September 5th only, at Rona and Rona Home and Garden, scratch and save 10 to 100% when you spend $75 or more. Details at rona.ca.
Hi, I'm Yvette, Telesoptic TV expert. How can I help you?
I'm looking for some... and a little bit of...
Hot! Hot!
Oh, so sci-fi and sports.
Yeah, but no,
kiss me now.
No problem. With Optic's new theme packs, you call the shots. And if you sign up for Optic TV and internet for 3 years, you get your first year for $50 a month.
$50 a month?
Learn more at telus.com/mytv or at Telus Store.
Hey, did you hear about the sale at the Vitamin Shoppe?
Yeah, the fall sale. The Vitamin Shoppe is my place for healthy solutions, where I can afford to stock up on brand name vitamins.
Find the largest selection of exceptional quality nutritional supplements from natural factors, Sisu, Genuine Health, Renew Life, Preferred Nutrition, Quest, and more during the fall sale at the Vitamin Shoppe. Plus, they offer an in-store discount to seniors on all items, including sale items. The Vitamin Shoppe, 1212 Broad Street and CanadianVitaminShop.com.
We are back. We have Lisa Jabs in the studio and Sandra Hellemis is on the line. She's from Dinner for One. How are you, Sandra?
I'm well. How are you, Patty?
I'm so good. It's been so long since we've chatted. I miss you.
I know. I miss you.
Sandra's a great connector of people, too. You know, we've been talking about fitness and women and, you know, health. And I know this is something you work at every fall as well, and different plans with food. And what you serve with your Dinner for One is always high quality, local. You're low on salt, low on, you know, any sugars. What kind of stuff are you working on this time of year right now?
Well, fall. I love fall because this is when all the your squashes are coming, all your root vegetables are, you know, coming up. So, and fall to me, I always kind of coordinate it with soups, and I love soups. It's a comfort food, right? And I think soups are easy to do also. I think people tend to think that they're not, but you can just let them simmer on the stove. And then the best thing about that, especially with the school, you know, just around the corner, you know, with the thermoses, you can just put a really great soup in the thermoses for the kids.
Tell us about some basics for soup, because, you know, my mom used to make a lot of soup, you know, ham and beans.
Well,
what kind of stuff can we make? Because I think it's kind of a lost art in a way.
I think it is. I think, you know, there's a tip, like, especially with the squashes. I think you see a lot of recipes that will say, you know, cut them up, peel them, and, you know, cook them on top of the stove. But I love to bake them. So by baking them, you just really retain all the flavors in it. It doesn't really kind of get watered down. And I think that's just the tip to a really great base of a soup is, you know, whether it's a sweet potato or, you know, just your nut squashes. By baking them, it just really keeps the flavor in.
And so then once you've done that, you put them in the pot, and what do you use for a stock?
There's a really great, like, you know, because we're all busy. There's a one that's, it's a McCormick brand, and I love their little bouillon cubes because there's no MSG in it. You got to remember that because the Nors really has MSG in it particularly. So you have to look at the labels, even of the things, the little things you think that wouldn't be there. So I use that as a base and just add the water. And then you just add your, you know, whether it's, we use a sweet potato leek in our store, and we use the leeks and the sweet potatoes, and you don't need a lot. And we really tend to keep away from the salt also. We let our clients season to taste, so that's, I think people tend to oversalt their product.
I guess, yeah, absolutely. And this time of year also you can use your crock pot, and I know you're you like your crock pot.
That's becoming really popular again also, I find. People are really going back to that because, you know, you can just throw everything in the morning of, and it really does. I know I was listening earlier, and it is about meal planning. So you just need to take that one day, beginning of the week, and just figure out what you're going to be using, and it does make it so much easier.
Well, Alyssa, that's what you were talking about too, right? Doing a prep day.
Yeah.
Just getting it all done.
It really helps.
So you bring your veggies home too and you get all that done and have it?
Yeah, I chop them all up and put them in different containers. I can just grab a container on my way out the door.
And you do that too, Sandra? Like, I know the kids are at home, so are you doing that too so they can grab stuff?
Yeah, like what I find too is even with the lettuce, it's the greens. Like if you're able to do that and just put a paper towel in a Ziploc bag and throw it in the fridge, it keeps it crisp and it just makes it so much faster and easier. And I also find there's less food waste, throwing out, because that's a huge thing.
It is, and you hate that, right? Like you don't want to waste stuff. And you put your crisper, if you've got way too much stuff in there, it just gets lost. Right?
Well, and then when you start throwing out, you think, I'm throwing money out right now. Yeah. Look at this waste.
Yeah, it's terrible, right? I get the older you get, the more you just want to make sure you're preserving that. I mean, it takes a lot to grow these things. You the money it costs. Mm-hmm. So, what kind of containers are you using for all your stuff? Do you have them? What is your sort of fridge arrangement for storing all your stuff?
I like the Ziploc bags for a lot of things, but also I like the Ziploc containers themselves. They're just easy. The lids are, they fit everyone. You're not looking for one lid for the other. And I remember at one point, I think I had a bunch of Tupperware in my cupboards, and I just thought, this is just not working for me.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, and I just...
the millions of lids.
I know, but then Ziploc gets really smart, and then they change it. They realize you're not buying them, and then they'll change them a little bit so that that lid, that new Ziploc lid, doesn't fit the old one.
And just like IKEA.
So they're good at their marketing.
Nothing works.
No.
And so what kind of stuff do you have on Dinner for One this month? What kind of recipes?
Well, we pretty much have a standard menu. So we try different things. Like right now we're doing a beef lentil stew. So we're getting more into the stews now, and that's a really comfort thing too. I think you find in the fall, people are, now thinking like for the soups and the stews. And the root vegetables and like parsnips instead of potatoes, stuff like that. So it's nice to switch it up a little bit, and that gives it a bit of a variety also. But it's so easy, like you said, with the crock pot, just to be able to just, prepare that way. And it is getting back to how, we used to cook years and years ago. And I think that's another huge component, is just getting away from processed food.
How about that salmon burger you used to make? That was delicious.
Oh, Hudson loves that one, doesn't he?
Yeah, what's in that?
Oh,
so
that's
good.
A secret.
Oh, you can't tell?
I'll make some up for him, because I know he loves that one.
Oh, my gosh. So good. My kids were raised by Sandra. They don't
know
me. I'm kidding.
Yeah, they knew my food. They didn't know me.
Yeah. Now tell people how they find you if they want to know more about you.
Yeah, they can give us a call at 250-298-4346, or they can just shoot us off an email at dinner@dinnerforone.ca.
Hey, what about chicken? I saw something on one of the shows today. When you cook chicken, do you cook a couple of time, and do you have multiple uses for it? And
I have Tristan, right? So there's no leftovers when you have an 18-year-old in the house. You have two boys. You know what that's like. Yeah. So it just doesn't seem like there is any leftovers. If you are planning that way, then you have to make two chickens. But I have to say, I'm guilty of actually Costco getting their chickens, cooked chickens that they have there. It's fast, it's convenient, they just do them there. And for the price, it's really, for my time.
I think probably,
really,
Lisa, you'll agree with that, with people in your course, that sometimes we just have to take some routes that aren't, mm-hmm. actually from scratch, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just, you got to go for what's good, what's going to be a little bit easier for you.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Great having you on the show. Nice talking to you, Sandra.
Yes, you too.
We'll get together very soon, my friend.
Definitely.
Josh, congratulations on your new show. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. What a guy. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.
I'm Al Farabee with the latest from CFAX Sanus Anonymous, the children's charity that works year-round. Volunteers are needed. If you, your colleagues, family, and friends would like to enjoy a volunteer experience with CFAX Sanus Anonymous in the coming months, visit CFAXSantis.com for full information on how to get involved with the local charity helping local children.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Sanus Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
Welcome to a town with oil fields so vast, a new millionaire is made every day.
You think I'm just going to toss you the keys to the kingdom?
Don Johnson.
You got some brass ones on you, don't you, son?
Jace Crawford.
I'll do anything to take care of you.
You're hired.
Sex, oil, and money. Building a fortune.
So what's your play?
Can get dirty.
You're mine.
Blood and oil.